started by Dr. Hornbuckle and Dr. Dwight Bowman of Cornell University as a twofold program, one to provide low-cost preventative health care to people who could not afford it otherwise, and also to give the underclassmen vet students a chance to practice veterinary medicine. And so it worked out for both of them. It's now twice a month. At the beginning, it was a once-a-month clinic down at Southside Community Center where the students would bring everything and look at patients, give vaccines, and all any money collected went right to Southside Community. I got involved when I came back to Cornell. I came back to the Ithaca area, I think in 1998, then Dr. Hornbuckle, who was a mentor of mine, had invited me down there, and so I went for the first time. I thought it was a great program. It did a great job for community service, and I really wish there was something like that around when I was in vet school, because it really helps the students to, you know, gain experience and hone their interests, their experience talking with owners and handling pets.
The clinic, if I have it correct, offers essentially discounted vet services and medications for pets, correct?
It is. We want to emphasize that it is a well pet clinic. It's not set up to diagnose problems or illnesses. So, you know, mainly it's healthy pets and cats and dogs, sometimes ferrets, that come in typically for annual exams and vaccinations. They are also given flea control, worming, and heartworm medication. It is severely discounted. It is for people who are low income, and money comes from a grant that Dr. Bowman had gotten several years ago. It's associated with Cornell, but money comes from a grant and not from their budget at Cornell.
So now you said this is for low income residents. Now, as a pet owner myself, and knowing several pet owners, it seems like when you take on that responsibility as a pet owner, there's a certain expectation that you're going to have to spend a certain amount of money.
Right.
In your experience with the clinic, have you seen, as the economy has kind of been up and down and up and down these past few years, have you seen any changes in the clientele that have been coming in terms of the quantity?
No, it has always been well attended. The ones that we have taken on the road that we've done down in the boroughs of New York City, some have been better attended than others, mostly because I think the word hadn't gotten out about them, but they've all been attended to a degree where everyone is very appreciative. We do try to do screening of people. We tell people two times the poverty level, I think is what we say, because those are the ones that kind of fall between the cracks. So I won't say it isn't taken advantage of, but I think the numbers have stayed about the same. I think the people who really need it come for it, and the people, you know, who can afford it, you know, go elsewhere. Our philosophy is, yes, if you have a pet, you have a responsibility to them, but I don't think a pet should be a luxury just for, you know, people who can afford it. And, you know, unfortunately, veterinary care does get very expensive, so it's good that there are programs like this around, you know, because everyone should have the benefit of a pet.
Tell me a little bit about the benefit to the students. Is this a typical thing for veterinary medicine programs to have this type of community outreach, both in the immediate surrounding community and taking the show on the road, if you will, to outside communities?
Yeah. I don't think so. Now, I went to Cornell. I can't speak for other veterinary colleges because I don't know what their programs are. And certainly other colleges have worked, you know, with SPCAs and shelters and things like that to give students some experience. But this is such a great program because when I was in vet school, I barely touched an animal until my fourth year of vet school. And even then, I didn't get to do that much. You didn't draw blood. You talked a little bit with owners. These are students, first and second year students, who are coming in. Not only are they taking history, you know, engaging the owner, you know, learning how to talk to them, they're learning how to pet the animals, engage them, and to develop their technical skills of just, you know, giving a vaccine, which was something that was, you know, so foreign to me until my, you know, fourth year of vet school. So it's a tremendous opportunity for them, and I'm so impressed when I watch these students what they are doing that I wouldn't even think of doing, you know, until I was, you know, graduated and in the back of the hospital, so I wasn't fumbling around in front of the owners.
What's been the response from the communities that you've been in, and the what have people said about the clinic?
The first one we did was in the Bronx in October of 2011. That was our first one on the road. And, oh, my goodness, it was so heartwarming. First of all, it was a nice day, so that helped. It was nice and sunny because part of it was outside. But the people were just so, so appreciative. People who, you know, they knew we were there, then they'd go home and get another pet or, you know, tell their neighbors about it. You know, one woman brought us back donuts because she was so happy that we were there to do this for her. I think the most common question I got all day long was, you know, when were we going to be back again? Because people really appreciated it. They wanted to take care of their pets. They wanted to give them flea and tick medication, put them on heartworm prevention. But, you know, you can hardly feed your kids. This was getting, you know, they couldn't do those things. It wasn't a priority. So it was just really heartwarming to know we were doing such a service for them. And also, you know, the money that we take in, that all went to the local community because Dr. Bowman has been able to get grants and drug companies to donate products. So it's great for them, and it makes us feel good because they are so appreciative.
Sounds like it's a kind of a win-win-win all the way around.
Oh, it is. It's a win-win situation because, you know, some people may say, some of my colleagues are like, well, you know, they're taking money, you know, out of our pockets, you know, this is, and it's like, no, they're not, because these are not people, these are not clients that would be going to the vet anyway for healthy visits. These are people who, these animals are not served. I mean, if they weren't coming to these clinics, they wouldn't be going anywhere. And, you know, the idea is to, you know, keep them healthy, preventative medicine, not waiting until they get sick and having to, you know, have some big giant medical bill.